This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies.
I loved every one of it, never mind the stories they don't cover. And this is the tip of the spear, the tip of the iceberg.
That's Sean Hannity at Fox News responding to President Donald Trump's announcement of his fake news awards. The conservative network, and one of the president's favorite places, didn't earn any of the 10 dubious honors. CNN, on the other hand, they got 4. The media's response to these awards has really depended on what channel you're watching. Kelly's here to help me explain it all. Kelly, what's really happening here?
So this is a stunt cooked up by the president, who last fall tweeted out that he was going to give a fake news trophy. That idea morphed into an entire panel of awards. And in addition to the president's awards last night, we also saw the website InfoWars hand out a different set of fake news awards that looked much more like the Emmys or the Grammys, because they had best fake news anchor, best fake news entertainer. So we actually have 2 groups of fake news awards coming out.
Can you tell me who were some of the winners?
So we got to put winners in air quotes, right? Because actually, there were many journalists who were angling for these awards, thinking that it would be an absolute honor to have President Trump call you fake news. It's good for business. There were actually some surprising absences here. So BuzzFeed didn't get one. And if you recall, BuzzFeed was the only news organization that published the Notorious Dossier, which was a compendium of intelligence, most of it decidedly not true about President Trump and his connection to the Russians. The other person who didn't get a fake news award is Michael Wolff, who wrote the recent book Fire and Fury. It's not clear why Trump didn't mention either of those pieces of journalism, except that those would be valid criticisms against both of them, and it might make the rest of his fake news look trivial.
Some of the so-called winners, however, were actual mistakes that journalists made.
Actually, they were all mistakes that journalists made. 3 of them were tweets that were all promptly retracted. 4 of them were mistakes that were promptly retracted. One of them was a column that was a prediction that was then pulled back a couple days later. You could point to this list and say this is an example of journalists, for the most part, being very responsible.
Are you surprised with how mainstream media is reacting to this?
No, I actually think that there's been some pretty clever responses from the mainstream media. Many of them were crashing the hashtag fake news awards in the last 72 hours to nominate the president's own statements as fake news, because, as we know, there's been many distortions and untruths from the president. In addition to that, most of the outlets mentioned in this list are doing one story, responding to it in a fairly minimal way, pointing out the inconsistencies and distortions in the list itself, and moving on.
Is this another blow to media credibility?
Not really. As we know from a study that Poynter commissioned 2 months ago, media credibility is intricately tied to your political affiliation. If you are a Republican and you consume a lot of news, 80% of you are likely to say that you have a high level of distrust in the media. And if you're a Democrat and you consume a lot of news, only 20%. So depending on who you are, you're going to see these awards through that lens, and it's probably not going to change your perception of the media.
Kelly McBride from Poynter, thanks so much.
You're welcome.